Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's that show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design programme, and I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Each episode we take a closer look at a story that we think deserves just a little bit more attention. When Poster House, a museum in New York, closed its doors in early March, its director, Julia Knight, wondered what the institution could offer in the way of support for the city. Working with Print Magazine, Knight commissioned a series of digital public service announcement posters, the subject, messages to those venturing outside, and of gratitude to essential workers. The posters were initially on billboards in Times Square and by the Lincoln Tunnel, but the success of the campaign means that these colourful posters can now be found across the city's five boroughs and as far afield as Chicago and Boston. Here, Julia Knight, Poster House Museum's director, tells our producer, May Lee Evans, where the spark for the project began.
I had been reading an article in Print Magazine by Stephen Heller, who's one of our advisory board members, and it was all about the polio epidemic and the posters that had been developed for that, that were, you know, about science and the progress of the vaccine and instructions on how to behave. The posters were great. I called up Stephen Heller and we just started talking about it.
Can Poster House do something similar in this respect? Is this how we can fulfill our mission as a poster museum in this time of crisis?
We threw around a couple of ideas.
Do we want to do an open call? Do we want to host a competition?
Time was clearly of the essence. We partnered with Print Magazine, who was able to reach out to their very good friends in the design community and ask, are you willing and able to contribute a PSA? And at the same time, on the Poster House side, I worked with our marketing manager, Badir Alawadi, to reach out to advertisers we had worked with in the past to see, do they have any space? Is anybody dropping out? Can we present these PSAs somewhere? This is design, right? So it has to function. We can't just make PSAs and have them be pretty, but they have to actually reach the audience. At first, our intended target for those advertisers was more websites and digital ad spaces, thinking, obviously, people are online more than ever before. But even then, it was difficult to try and figure out, like, which websites are people actually going to? Where is trusted information being presented? But who came to rise to the call was actually out-of-home advertisers. People had been pulling ads from those spaces. We knew that people were still going out on essential journeys. They were going to the grocery store, they were walking their pets, and all of the frontline workers were still on the streets. It was actually really amazing. One of our first takers was Silvercast, and they had a gigantic double-sided digital billboard by Lincoln Tunnel. And then Link NYC answered the call with, I think the total number is 1,775 screens in all five boroughs of New York. And that was incredible because that just meant so many people could actually encounter these PSAs. They could work, they could have an impact, they could reach New Yorkers. And from there, we found out that Times Square Arts was doing a similar project. They were reaching out to their artist friends in the communities to figure out what they could put up because they have access to gigantic billboards all around Times Square. And we had, again, just tried to motivate so quickly that we already had designs in hand. We already had designers signed up for the project. So we were able to push those through to their billboard owners as well. Times Square is such an icon of the city. And so we knew that having these PSAs up, you know, on these gigantic multi-storied billboards would have a real visual impact.
Public art project unveiled today covers Times Square's famous billboard.
Poster House Museum and Print Magazine, they decided to collaborate.
Part of this is that once the media takes pictures and writes about them, the PSAs have even greater reach. We had wonderful contributions from Pearl Media and Atlantic Terminal Network. They're up, you know, in Atlantic Terminal in Brooklyn. And then J.C. Deco offered us 300 additional digital bus shelters and newsstands all around New York City. And they enabled us to expand the project to Chicago and Boston. And we're working with some partners in L.A. now. And the project just keeps growing and growing. The offer that I just found incredibly touching was from a UConn hospital, and they had heard about the PSA project, and they have screens coming into the hospital, and they wanted to mount the PSAs there for their staff that's coming into work. They had seen them, they were uplifted by them, and they wanted to share them with their own frontline workers. That really made me think, okay, this has worked. We had about 20 designers contribute. So it was just, again, such an overwhelming and wonderful response. The first piece to launch at Times Square on these gigantic scales was Myra Kalman, who did a piece, Love in the Time of COVID. And it's an illustration showing two faces on either side of sort of a sun that could also, I think, be interpreted as a COVID virus molecule. I think it hits so big because it's about hope. Idel Rodriguez, his visual style is really just perfect for the scale of a billboard. He did a campaign that features doctors. It says, New York loves you. I think it got picked up by basically every single outlet. It just had huge impact and appeal. I know that there's a bit of an internet backlash about frontline workers don't want to be called heroes. They want to be, you know, treated with respect and given the proper equipment. But the sentiment that New Yorkers are so grateful, that New Yorkers are appreciative of all of this work, it's not about the politicians and what they say, it's about the actual people on the ground, clearly struck a chord with everybody. Klaas Verplank, his piece had a lot of humor in it. Two people leaning out of the building playing ping pong back and forth. A little bit of levity was so needed at that time. You know, we were starting to work on these as early as like March 15th. So there was just so much weightiness and so much concerning information at every second of the day. And so I appreciated that designers really took that route. One piece that I particularly loved was by Paul Sarre, which is a spaceman floating in the cosmos with a shopping cart and one of those thank you plastic bags, another kind of frontline worker getting attention. And it's so ethereal and beautiful, and it speaks to a sense of isolation, but also of innovation at the same time. And I just thought, really genius. All of these PSAs were really about lifting people up. They weren't about scaring people further. I was so impressed with the ingenuity, with the speed at which they came out, with how heartfelt they were. Just really smart designs. We heard a lot about not wanting to be alarmist. At first, we were like, well, this is scary, though, you know, like, we have to be realistic. But as we started fielding designs from the designers themselves, we realized that they, too, had gone much more in the route of levity, clarity, beauty. And it seemed like that's just what everybody was looking for and needed at that time. So it ended up being a big meeting of the minds. As long as there is a need, advertisers have been very open to continuing the project, expanding it. We see a lot of interest in different places cropping up. I'd be interested in getting these out of the major cities and into smaller arenas as well, as long as this lasts, and we don't know how long that is. Hopefully we can just continue to be useful in some way.
And our many and sincere thanks to Julia Knight there. She was speaking to May Lee Evans. Thanks for the interview, May Lee, and for editing the show. Sadly, that's all we have time for this week. But if you're eager for more design stories, then do listen to our full-length programme, which airs on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Meanwhile, if you're missing your local newsstand, then you can, of course, take out a subscription to Monocle magazine so you don't miss an issue, like the June issue, which is out this week. Head to monocle.com for more of that. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.